This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim, healthy mamas and men, welcome back to the greatest podcast I've personally ever heard, the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and myself. And have we got a show for you?
We do. And I wish you guys had this on visual, because
Danny's grown his hair.
Waiting for a haircut. He's waiting for this really trendy hairstyling place to open it up.
Right now.
It's almost a little bit of that. Who is that like Danny exercise Buffett. Trainer from the...
Oh, Richard Simmons.
He's a bit Richard Simmons, a bit Kermit the Froggies.
The compliments just keep coming. And
buff your hair, Danny.
It's really awesome. Yeah, nonetheless, you could get
Richard
lost
Simmons,
in it.
Though. Is that the comparison we're going with? That's the
one.
The
hair is very similar. I'm just saying that you have dark. He has maybe copper, bright, light brown.
Oh, Therene and Pearl, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Wear the shorts over the jeans. Do not wear them without the jeans.
That would blind someone.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, people?
I want to talk about something. And some of the ladies actually asked us to do a party on this just a couple of days ago. I did a little post on the group, and I snapped a picture
because
of my
meal.
Because
she's a good girl and she does things like that,
yeah,
right?
I'm on Facebook. I actually interact, Serene. I took a picture of my meal, and I said that there were, you know, some nuts on my salad. It was a beautiful salad. And I said, you know, they might have been coated in something. They weren't sweet, though. I just chose to eat them anyway because I'm not a THM perfectionist. I am a THM joy grabber.
Oh, I love it. Pearl,
joy grabber.
Speak it. Speak it.
So hashtag joy grabber today. How do we grab joy versus being a really frowny perfectionist, right?
Let the organs play. Let the organs play. This is a hallelujah moment.
Joy
Why are we
grabber.
Making life so serious?
I know.
Like, big, I mean, okay, if you have the choice over the non-coated weirded nuts, then okay, choose the good stuff. That's great. But hey, if you're wanting to go without any crunchies on your salad just because it isn't so perfect, that might be like...
It might be you're missing out on the vitamin P for pleasure. We're not talking about that. I was joy grabbing with salt and vinegar potato chips.
Joy grabber.
Because that's actually, do you know what that is? It's death grabbing.
That's death grabbing.
That's fat grabbing.
Death grabbing.
that's roly-poly sides grabbing.
Come on, Danny.
That was a little stretch.
Oh, come on. She said roly-poly
sides. Roly-poly sides grabbing.
That's... Really Richard Simmonsy if he got a record deal.
This is starting off great, guys. Lots of content on this one.
This was supposed to be our best party ever. We're redeeming ourselves from last week.
That's true. Let's rock.
But no, I mean, Serene, you're so right. I mean, there's death grabbing and there's joy grabbing. Joy grabbing is when you're on plan and you're doing it the best way you know how, right?
Yeah. Joy grabbing.
Okay, that would be enough now. You had your moment. We gave it to you. And now it's done.
We're joy grabbing, Pearl. Don't take his joy.
Keep me out late.
What were you talking about?
Joy grabbing.
Okay.
What's the difference between death grabbing and joy grabbing?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There is a difference because you can't take this joy grabbing too far.
No.
It can't be your ticket to go be a fool, right? Sorry. Teddy's on the floor.
Tim,
he's rolling.
Can you just stop?
No, Tim, you're not allowed to edit this. Tim, this is all good. This is joy.
No, I'm in. I'm here. I'm present.
Joy grabbing.
Oh, man.
Pearl, you'll never forget when we used to sing, right?
Yeah.
No one will ever think that after hearing last week's party, but
okay.
Remember when we get the giggles?
Yeah.
So have some little bit of compassion for Danny because you've been there before.
I've been there.
Companies that have been like walking out and so super mad because it was like they came to do the big like, let's hear the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the giggles.
And we couldn't stop.
We couldn't stop for hours and it was so funny to us.
It's funny
that
Danny had to get the giggles on the same days as Richard Simmons' hair because Richard Simmons giggled a lot. But what we're saying is where are you on your journey? Are you frowny and trying to be a perfectionist, right? Whereas joy is so important for, let's list the things that are important for your metabolism.
Oh, majorly.
Big time. If you're frowning and down the dumps and trying to be such a perfectionist.
You're holding on to those calories.
Do you know that your metabolism can actually tank through doing that?
Do you know that your cortisol is completely like... turned on blaring and says, please let me stick some fat onto your middle and keep it there.
That's what happens when you're downy and frowny. And that's what happens when you're trying to be a perfectionist.
And you can't stand your life and your children think that you're mean.
So in this Trim Healthy Mama journey, have joy. Joiny. I mean, positive thinking, of course.
Joiny? Like, was that on purpose?
Yeah. I mean, like, you might say, well, hold on, this is hard because I'm not used to making breakfast and what they tell me I have to have, like, protein in the morning. And
what she's telling me, I can only have 12 raisins in my sweatpants oatmeal.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, but that's the joy, line between joy grabbing and death grabbing, right? Yeah, there is the 12 and 13 raisin.
Oh, yeah. But the joy is, oh, man, I get to eat all these incredible foods.
Yes.
And I am just going to rock it today. I have so many wonderful choices. And then, you know, you do your breakfast with joy. You don't like go eat the Pop-Tart or whatever because that's death grabbing, yeah. But then you go out to lunch and you go out with friends and coworkers maybe, and they're having, you know, at a restaurant maybe.
And maybe it's not grass-fed beef, but you're joy grabbing.
You're
not taking out of your cooler. Your special little prepared
which Serena's
grass-fed
done.
Beef, right? No. I've been death-grabbing before with my health food.
Yeah.
It was an anniversary, okay? It was like special to my husband. He's like, please let me take you out. And I never really liked to go out to restaurants much because I couldn't eat my perfectionist food. I'm like, yes, it's our anniversary. I'd love to. But I brought my little brown paper baggie of like dehydrated Sprout hockey
pucks.
Yeah,
that pucks. Was death because you couldn't enjoy that night.
And I sat there. And he had to sit next to me like, this is my weird wife while I ate my dry hockey pucks.
Out here death grabbing.
That was death grabbing.
So there's different ways of death grabbing, right? So you could at that restaurant do your best. Do your THM stinking best,
enjoy
right?
Enjoy people and
own it. Yes. Be with your friends. Don't be a weirdo who can't eat anything at the restaurant. You take me to any restaurant, I can find something that's reasonable.
Can I just tell you that I really have come far?
Yeah.
The other day, right, we were going out in town. And it was my normal organized food, foodie self. So I prepared little zippies of food because I didn't know how long we'd be out. And I prepared this like kefir yuck yum bitty and it was in my little tiny coolie satchel. And it was all great. But my family's like, let's go to Mexican for lunch.
Okay.
So we went to Mexican and I had my little satchel in my purse and I thought to myself, well, let me eat my kefir smoothie because it's way better superfoodie and it's way healthier.
Yeah, I can see
you
doing
it. Or I could think to myself, my children could see me joining in and eating this
and
like
big to them.
Factory raised junk meat, like completely like chickens were on meth.
That's
the
way your brain thinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meth grabbing.
But you know what I joy grabbed? And I said to myself, I can eat that kefir smoothie tomorrow.
Mm.
And I ate me some of that deranged meat.
It was probably better for you.
And I had such a great time and my children loved it that I was like eating with them and I had so much joy. I joy grabbed myself to better health.
I'm ordering
absolutely.
It that way you from did. Now on. Yes, Juan Pablo, I'd like the deranged meat and the corn tortilla to keep it on plan. Thank you. Does that even, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but it's a good try. But all I'm saying is, you know, maybe you order something and you taste the dressing, right? And it's like a little bit sweet and you're like, oh no. I'm a THM failure. I can't eat this. I might as well. I'm just going to eat myself dry and it's going to be disgusting, but I'm going to do it because I don't want to go off plan.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Death
Let's talk
grabbing.
About our weekend,
You don't
Pearl,
need to be like
and
that.
And our joy-grabbing meatloaf and how we told ourselves, you go for it. Because I can't even breathe right now because there's a dead rat in our potty cabin and it's like, I can't take a good breath right now, Pearl. You talk about the story for a little bit.
It's just weird that you throw things out there and never explain them. Do you know that Serene does that the whole time? Half potties, I'm explaining what she says. Half
we walked
the time.
In and there's a dead rat somewhere. We can't find it.
We're calling it a rat. It could be a mouse.
It
could be a possum.
It smells.
It could
like
be
death.
Anything.
Okay, so Serena and I were at this retreat, and some of the ladies listening were at the same retreat, Serena.
Hello, people.
we had a good time. But they had really good food at this retreat. I mean, it's just basic, simple food, lots of good salads, and then protein. And then what was it, the last on the Sunday before we left, the Sunday lunch?
It was an evening. It was
okay, so I don't remember. It doesn't matter to you out there.
It was 5:30 point care. Such and such seconds.
They had this wonderful meatloaf. And Serena said, Pearl, you're eating the meatloaf? I said, yes, Serena. It tastes exactly like the one in our Trim Healthy Mama book. They've got the recipe for it.
Yes.
And because I just knew it was, you know, my Pearl's meatloaf with the salsa, it was the same dance scene. You, Serene, tested it. She's like, yes.
Yes, it's got Kluki in it. I can taste it. Or it's the oats. Oh, yes, this is a healthy meatloaf.
You, Pearl, like, you put oats in yours, right? And I'm like, yes. I said, it's beef. It's beef. And look, because they were really trying hard because there were a lot of Trim Healthy Mamas there for the restaurant, for the retreat. And I'm like, they've done my recipe, Serene. So Serene and I were starving. We chowed down.
I had two or three pieces.
We were really hungry. And
vitamin
P.
We
were just like, isn't this the best?
Yeah. And there were some other Trim Healthy Mamas that had come along with us, family members.
Yeah.
And they were disdain looking down their noses.
We ooh, found it might out later.
Pork. It might be pork. Ooh, it's deranged meat. And and they had cold salad only.
They didn't eat their protein.
No protein, and they were starved and went to bed hungry. And
well, we found out later it was pork, and it was full really of all sorts pork. Of breadcrumbs
full
and all
of additives. But yeah. I tell you what, we lost weight that night because of the happiness.
No, we decided once we heard that, we're like, no, it wasn't pork and breadcrumbs to us. Yeah. It was totally my recipe, and let's keep it that way.
And we knew the real facts in our head, but we were just like, the joy of that story, no, we was had still, joy. We kept that joy.
You joy grabbed like
we didn't let them
level
take 10 our
joy. Joy grabbing.
No, oh, I'm telling you.
While joy we grabbing. Ate it, it was Pearl's meatloaf, so we don't care what it is now. It's not time. While we ate it, it was the yum.
Yeah. And so, you know, all that to say, I mean,
we're not going to go bath it up.
No.
Because this would be a totally different podcast if that's how this story ended.
Oh, man. It's just there's so much joy to be had, and it's in our attitudes. And when we get to be perfectionists, listen, Serene doesn't go off plan, but she's joyful in her plan.
Listen,
right?
If it was more joyful to go off plan, I would from time to time. Yeah, I'd eat custard all day Christmas.
But she doesn't feel the joy when she goes off plan.
Because, well, it's just I've got so many joyful things to have on plan. Oh, my goodness, I love treacies. I do. The Trim Healthy Treases.
Yeah, from the
what is a
the cookbook before this one. The last
and my daughter
cookbook.
Now melts down the 85 chocolate at the bottom and just does the peanut stuff on top. Oh, my goodness. That's my Christmas. Like, my joy for Christmas is just having a crazy amount of those.
Yeah.
What's a treacie?
You work for the company, right? I'm going to ask you this question. I've asked you it many times, many, many times, Danny. Okay, be prepared with your answer.
Okay.
Have you ever read any of the Trim Healthy Mama books?
I've rocked at least a page.
Yeah, there we go. Well, then you do not deserve an answer. What's a treese?
We're joy grabbing in this party,
oh,
Pearl.
Sorry.
We're joy grabbing.
Pearl, come back. Pearl, come back. Put the knife down.
Death grabbing.
You shame grabbed.
I shamed it.
You
shamed you.
I have been shamed.
But listen, sometimes we shame ourselves, right? With little choices that just, we're living life. Yes. Let's not do this as sergeant majors. Let's just do this as joyful people on a journey. We're making this doable. We're making this sustainable. Sometimes things aren't perfect. Keep the joy.
And the one thing we're not going to have condemnation over, and then we're not going to be like wearing the shame, is food.
I know.
Food is just a very little thing on the whole spectrum of life and death.
Yeah, of all
oh,
places.
Oh, actually, it's huge. It can kill you, but But when you balance it between joy grabbing and death grabbing, and you wear you walk that balance nicely, you're not going to let oh oops it was pork oh oops there was a sugar dressing oh oops I treated myself all day Christmas, who cares or every Saturday, I mean,
and for those of you that eat pork, more power to you. We're just not big pork eaters, so to us that was like yeah
pork well,
it comes was deranged
from the pig.
Pork I'm sure
and deranged yeah.
Yeah, if it's a grass-fed pork belly one, then it'd be fine.
Hey, mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
How about we go to some questions?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Pearl, Serene, and Danny. I look forward to listening to the potties each week and always get a new boost of motivation and inspiration. My husband has recently joined the potty club and listens while he's at work! Exclamation point.
So he's got the question. Okay, we're getting ready for the question.
What's her name, by the way?
Whitney B.
Whitney B. Love you, Whitney.
He told me the other day while listening, he works construction, that he was walking around with earbuds in with a big smile on his face. He was trying not to laugh 80% of the time because he was enjoying it so much. Who knows what the other guys in the job were thinking? So congrats, Danny. You have another man fan. Whitney B.
And the question, Danny?
No, that's where it ends, actually.
Oh, he's joy grabbing for himself.
You were just joy grabbing a, like a question that wasn't a question.
No, that was like a group praise. That was like a podcast.
That was a full on Danny praise.
Hey, people wrote it in.
He was joy grabbing.
Okay. I represent the people.
Next question.
I still love you, Whitney. That was cute, but okay, go, Danny.
All right. Danny Valdez, your What If You Could has inspired me daily. I'm running my first 5K tomorrow, my 39th birthday. Happy birthday. And that's what it's about for me. I've never been a runner in my entire life, but I thought, what if I could run? And I found I really love it. Exclamation point. THM has made so many things click for me. Really a spiritual experience. Thank you. Double exclamation point.
Okay, so that didn't obviously have a question either.
No, just she was stoked and kind of made me.
So
pumped.
What if you could, like, the Hulk is trying to come out of the what if you could shirt right now, you know?
The Hulk?
The Danny Hulk, he's trying to like what if you could? Like he's shouting his praise to all his what if you could is.
Hey, y'all keep what if you couldn't it.
I think I'm not going to ask for any more questions for you because they're going to be more Danny praise reports.
That was a group. That's a group praise.
Yeah, I like it. I do. I have to like it.
Yeah,
so what if it was
like
my
it.
Name start to finish?
But no questions were answered. Let's go on to Superfood Spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood Spotlight.
Matcha. Oh my goodness, matcha is rocking my world.
A fat burning maniac it is.
Matcha tea, if you guys don't know what matcha is, it is a green tea, but it's grown differently. It's grown in the shade, which keeps more of the chlorophyll in the leaves.
Naturally sweet.
It is, and it is completely ground up. So it's ground up into a powder. Now, so all of its incredible health benefits, and we're going to talk about those, you get, because when you put a teaspoon of matcha in your mug and then, you know, make your hot tea with it, you are getting everything. You see, when you steep a tea bag, and tea is awesome, like green tea or oolong tea, and we promote those. We're like, they rock. You only get about 20 to 30% max of the nutrients in that tea.
Yeah.
But with matcha, you get 100%.
Yes, 100% of the carcinogenic, anti-carcinogenic compounds that just like make the cancer cells die.
It's one of the most powerful cancer-fighting things in the universe.
So it kills the cancer cells that are there, inhibits the growth of new cancer cells. Incredible stuff. So rich in antioxidants. Actually the second food, just under baobab.
So baobab on the ORAC value. Have you all heard about the ORAC? It tests for antioxidant levels in food. So baobab, as you know, baobab boost powder is 1,400. That's the highest in the world. Well, second is matcha, and it has like 1,300, around 1,360, something like that. It's just under. So wouldn't it be incredible to incorporate those two foods every day? That's what I've been doing.
And it's so good for those just, you know, interested in the weight loss part of Trim Healthy Mama. Oh, my goodness. Matcha really revs the metabolism. It is a fat-burning, like I said, fat-burning maniac of a drink.
Yes, it is. And it's up there. Oolong and matcha are the two fat-burning teas.
And it also gives energy, incredibly, but with such a gentle curve. It's not like the big, you know, we're all about coffee too. It's a great food, but some people just can't handle it. It just revs them.
Well, like Danny here, coffee just ruins him.
And me too when I'm pregnant. I'm just so sensitive to the caffeine.
But what matcha does is it does have a small amount of caffeine, but the theanine in it balances it out. And it's called an energetic stage that it will give you, an energetic feeling, but that lasts for way longer than coffee too. So coffee can be like a real spike and then a
roller coaster.
But they say you get a good 6 hours of just a nice feeling of energy.
I can even go to sleep straight after it. So it doesn't make me unnaturally awake.
No, and it doesn't give the jitters. because the theanine inside matcha stops the jitters.
And it improves the immune system. I mean, we could go on and on and on, and we're really now making a whole potty about matcha. Like.
I know, but I want to talk to you about this incredible drink I make with matcha. But oh, so good. I want to talk about how to incorporate all these things that we say as our latest
superfood. Can I just say one thing, though, interrupting you, because that's what my job is as a little sister. It's known as the alert calm.
Yeah,
that matcha gives. You feel the sense of alertness, but it's a calm alert instead of like a psychopathic alert.
Yeah,
sometimes coffee can give people.
And we don't want to down coffee because I still really enjoy coffee. Coffee is a superfood. It is full of antioxidants.
But it may not necessarily for everybody. Some people are everydayers or more than one cup every day, and it's fine. It works for them. A lot of the health studies for coffee are for people who drink 3 cups or more a day. Not pots, but but for me, it's more of like a weekend drink, and I look forward to it.
I always was a 1 cup of coffee person a day, sometimes 2, you know, but I'm more like you now. I just find I like the alert calm. I feel better on matcha. So I've switched to matcha now, even in the morning.
Yeah.
And the drink that I make with it just rocks my world. So I'm even enjoying it more than coffee. But I do drink coffee maybe on the weekends, or I'm not like denying myself coffee. I'm just enjoying matcha more. Okay, so Serena and I are making
right now.
This drink.
Can you hear it through the mic?
Yeah, so turn your face away.
Mm-hmm.
Serena and I are making this drink. We call Matcha Ninny. Now, we are going to do a video about this, but you know, when I first shared my sweatpants oatmeal recipe, it was right on the potty. So I'm bringing this Matcha Ninny recipe to you here. Then we'll do a video if you can't quite get what we're saying. Danny is going to star in the video with us because I brought my Matcha Ninny over here for one of the podcasts, and I said, I want to introduce you to the best drink you will ever have in your life. Have you ever tasted matcha? And he looks so skeptical, right? Danny, get near the mic.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're being so lazy over there on your phone.
Well, I was just writing down some really important notes for the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. And he was like, no, just drink this. Just tell me. And he's like, oh, green tea, matcha, what? And just let us know, Danny.
It was, to date, the best drink, and I'm not exaggerating. It was better than my old Coke habit. And by that, I mean Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It did something for me. It took me back to a time just after the womb.
Mm-hmm.
A time when mother's milk was flowing like Mount Carmel.
That's right. It's a hug. It's a drink. It's a hug. And it's a comfort.
It was a beautiful, beautiful experience, if I can use that word.
And that comes to the descriptive name Matcha Ninny, because Ninny is mother's milk.
Well, that's our name for mother's milk. Like, right, Solace right here, she's on the ninny.
On
she's
that
under
nins.
The ninny tent.
No, she's under the ninny tent.
Under the ninny tent.
The ninny tent. Now, don't you all be grossed out by thinking of it as mother's milk. Mother's milk is...
No, I mean the emotional thing that mother's milk does for
you. It's what happens in its experience.
It doesn't taste like mother's milk. And I wouldn't know what mother's milk tastes like. I don't remember it anymore.
Oh, I do.
But I remember the warm comfort of the mom zone. And man, it is a special, unique taste, and I can't describe it.
Okay, so here is what you do. Now you just tell me if this does not rock your world. Okay, so 3/4 cup unsweet nut milk. My favorite is cashew. You can use almond. You can use flaxseed
milk. Now, did you do cashew or almond the other day for me?
I did some cashew for you, Danny.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm glad I listened.
And 3/4 cup of water. Now, this is going to make you a nice big 12-ounce mug, okay? So that's why we do 3/4, 3/4. Because 3/4 is 6 tablespoons.
And we're just budget peeps. And also, why use the whole thing almond milk when you can
yeah,
use
I know,
half water. In the end, you don't even know. So why?
No, it's perfect. Yeah. So just heat that up in a little saucepan.
Good girl.
And then in your blender, put a good heaping teaspoon of coconut oil. You can even
raw virgin.
Raw virgin. I don't want any refined stuff.
This is a health
stuff.
Ninny drink.
Yeah, this is a superfood health drink.
And you know what's in Ninny? The middle chain
triglycerides are in mother's milk, so we want to put them in this drink. So I do a good heaping teaspoon. Now, if you want to do more, if you want to do 2 teaspoons and be indulgent, you certainly can.
Oh, yes, for a nice treat.
We're a nice treat. Go for that. So now do yourself good 2 pinches of salt in this blender. Now sweeten
up. Mineral salt.
Mineral salt. You do not want to make this sweet. This is not a sweet experience, but you have to balance the salt.
Right. So you don't want to be tasting, ooh, I taste sweet. No, you're tasting ninny.
You have to taste ninny, which is slightly sweet. So I do 1/4 to 1/3 teaspoon of our super sweet blend. If you don't have that, you would use a scant teaspoon of gentle sweet or a slight
No, don't go there with Stevie. I tried it the other day.
Okay, don't
no,
do
no,
it.
No, don't. It's too easy to wreck it.
All we're saying is don't oversweeten it, but do sweeten it a little. Got that? Now put yourself, and this is very important, listen to me now, Serene.
I'm listening.
Look into my eyes.
Looking
don't
right
overdo
there.
The matcha, Danny. It has to be a scant teaspoon. It can't be. You can't shove a rounded teaspoon of matcha powder in. It will
now,
taste
if you're making matcha cigar.
Yeah, you could.
Which is another drink that nobody will want to partake of except for me.
Serene will come out with that one.
Matcha well, cigar. I already drink it of a morning.
That's the next candle
that's
scent.
That's just like straight matcha tannin. I'm going for the tannin taste.
See, I'm not a tannin lover, so I just love this ninny-ish. And that is the very flat teaspoon of matcha powder. Shove that in your blender too. So now you have everything ready in your blender. You bring the almond milk and the water to a boil. You pour it in that blender. You give it a little blend. Now you get a teaspoon of whey protein powder. This is optional, but it makes it. At the end of the blend.
But what if it's too hot and it tastes chalky?
It doesn't. It's never done it to me, Serene. Trust your sister.
Okay, I trust you.
Trust me, girl.
Cheers. And if you're dairy intolerant, use some collagen.
Yeah, we'll leave it out.
Instead of the whey, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
You could totally use
just,
collagen.
The whey just does a
but
fluff.
But the whey gives a beautiful fluff. It lightens it to that earthy, ninny, light green, even though
it does change the color.
Breast milk is
it,
not
it just,
green.
Does change
but
color.
Is the whey the caramel, nutty kind of flavor that I'm getting? What is
that's
what
the salt
is,
and sweet, man.
No, that's okay, the salt okay. and sweet. It's so, like the sweatpants idea, you know, of the oatmeal.
Yes.
So the salt and sweet. That's it. Make it. Tell me, because I think you're just gonna
and just be drunk on the nin.
And if you get lost with verbal instruction, as I do, because I'm totally lost. The video is going to be
visual, be stupendous.
Solly says, "Drink up." I just heard her from the nini tent.
Yeah, she's in the what's it called? The nini tent. No, say
the
it.
The nini tent.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see y'all next week.
Gina Pearl heard Danny say nini. Ninny tent, okay.
Well, he said it earlier before we even started the podcast,
and I tried
to do it.
Because she was crying. It was like everyone was saying, stick Solly under the ninny tent, basically, you know, give her a drink. And Pearl was just so, like, just enamored with the accent of ninny. She was practicing it.
But I still can't do it. Do it, Danny.
She wants to nail it.
Do the ninny tent properly.
Put that baby in the ninny tent.
Yeah, ninny.
Ninny tent.
Pearl is so like, she's going to be saying it in her sleep.
Kind of like a Sling Blade-esque.
No, if I say it 10 times before I go to sleep, maybe.
Yeah, we'll do some coaching so after the show.
See you guys. Stick yourself in the matcha ninny tent. Trim off the mama my way. And then I'll be trim off the mama to stay.